All right, sweetheart. Go ahead and put your name, major, and graduation date, please.
All right, thank you.
Job seekers in today's economy are using many opportunities to introduce themselves to potential employers. One offering, molded for college students readying for the workforce, is the All Majors Career Fair recently held at ULM. Hundreds of students have sharpened their appearance and honed their interviewing skills, ready to take aim at finding a job. Chinabia Norris is ready to make an impression on employers. Her business attire of black slacks, white blouse, and black vest complements the professional atmosphere. She says the setting of meeting employers ready to hire in her field of interest has definite appeal.
Yeah, right now things are looking up because of the demand right now for parole officers and probation officers.
The criminal justice major from New Orleans is filled with optimism. She's pleased with the advice from one recruiter.
The man that was here actually gave me perfect directions on how to get my foot in the door as far as the probation side and the parole side of things also.
She points in the direction of Paul Taylor, an enthusiastic parole supervisor for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. His booth displays sample parole and probation forms, a few mugshots with department identification information attached. The centerpiece, however, is what he views as a big incentive. It's a large Texas state map with several cities in the eastern part of the state marked where criminal justice offices are located.
And then when I tell them I have the opportunity of six offices across the state of Texas, and you don't have to live in Texas or work for Texas, that also entices them.
For some entering the workforce, opportunities outside Louisiana are strongly considered. Taylor touts the benefits of the job, but admits some limitations.
It's like anywhere else. It's a job crunch. In the criminal justice, well, unfortunately, business is good. We're always going to have that. But there's only so many jobs out there in the criminal justice.
To have a better chance of landing a job in today's market, it's somewhat about knowing what's growing. ULM economics professor Dr. Bob Eisenstadt says some workforce sectors are seeing dwindling employment.
You know, the financial sector is subject to so much volatility right now, probably continued reticence within that industry insofar as hiring and or, you know, expansion of labor. Retailing is relatively flat, of course, and that's primarily because there's just seems to be a lack of demand for goods and services entirely.
He notes one vast growing industry that is welcoming applications.
The demand for jobs in the healthcare industry will continue to rise. Healthcare is probably the one industry in this country that continues to show growth over and above everything else.
Certain healthcare occupations are likely to see exponential growth. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects an increase of 1.6 million jobs for registered nurses within 2 years. Home health aides are expected to increase by 1.5 million in the same time frame. For those wanting to work in the local area, Eisenstadt says one field is standing out from among the rest.
In our local area, of course, telecom is going to be showing growth, primarily because of the consolidation of CenturyLink having merged with Quest and Embark.
Getting on board with such a corporation is a hope of computer information systems major Stephen Wells. Wells grew up in West Monroe and would like to be able to stay in the area.
Yeah, I mean, you have friends and family. You know, you like to stay local if you can. But if things turn, you know, then do what you have to do. Today's times.
Times in which Paul Taylor says job seekers need to stay motivated.
The jobs are there. If you seek them and look for them and get on the internet, they're there, but you just need to get out and look for them.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.